Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Black Label presents Heavy Montreal, the heaviest festival in Canada. Back for a 10th edition. 2 days of rock and metal. July 27th and 28th, outdoors at Parc Jean Drapeau. Witness Slayer perform their last show in Quebec ever. Performances by Ghost, Godsmack, Evanescence, Slash, Anthrax, Steel Panther, Killswitch Engage, and many more. 40 bands playing 4 stages on a festival site that you have to see to believe. Festival passes are on sale now. Visit HeavyMontreal.com. Produced by Avenco.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. This is the Sean Baker Orchestra with Which Way to Radioland.
It is June 18th when I am recording this, Tuesday. How are you? I hope everyone's having just a great day, man. It's raining here in New Jersey. Just got back from walking Pearl, Pearl the Dog, some of you guys know her from the Mark in the Minivan episodes. If you don't know what Mark in the Minivan is, it's a little YouTube thing I do, not every day, but a lot of days. It's on the Talking Metal YouTube channel, youtube.com/talkingmetal, where we have an incredible amount of content going up. So definitely check out our YouTube channel. If you don't subscribe to it, I'm trying to get to 5,000 subscribers. Definitely go over there and subscribe to youtube.com/talkingmetal. I'd appreciate that. That's a little Sean Baker Orchestra right there. Support my friend Sean Baker. Go buy that track on iTunes if you don't mind. That is called Which Way to Radioland by the Sean Baker Orchestra. Yeah, man. So we are hanging, and no guests today. Just catching up with you guys. Kind of no agenda. Just rocking it. Let's get into some Arch Enemy live. This is We Will Rise.
Wake up the world!
back to the days of Angela in Arch Enemy. I loved Angela. She was so good. Good to look at, good to listen to. We Will Rise by Arch Enemy. That is a live version of that song. And brings me back to all the Arch Enemy shows I've seen. I don't know. I keep my mind keeps going to Megadeth, man, with this Dave Mustaine news. And remember seeing Arch Enemy and I believe interviewing them on the bus at PNC Arts Center in New Jersey many years ago, well over a decade ago, on the Gigantor tour. Sounds right, right? I don't know. So many times I've seen Megadeth through the years. They all kind of... Actually, I was going to say they all blend together, which they don't. Some of them do, but some of them are distinct memories. And one of my top 10 concerts of all time is Megadeth on the So Far, So Good, So What tour in Boston, headlining with Warlock opening, a little Dora Pesh opening. Yeah, man. So let's hit Megadeth. Something off that album, the So Far, So Good, So What record. One of my favorite Megadeth records, if not my favorite Megadeth record, and I know that's not a popular opinion. Their third album. This is Liar. Sending all the positive vibes to Dave Mustaine. I spoke about him a little bit in my Mark in the Minivan episode on youtube.com/talkingmetal today. Dave, we're with you, man. We you know, and listen, 90% chance you're going to beat this. You're going to beat this, man. We are 100% behind you. We want you back rocking. And listen, there's nothing more important than your health. So that's what you got to stay focused on. Don't worry about us. Stay focused on beating this. Stay focused on your family and your health. You never like hearing that somebody you love is sick, whether it's somebody you know personally or somebody you're just a big fan of. And, you know, I'm just a big fan of Dave Mustaine. Big fan. So there you go. Been listening to Yarg Metal. That's Y-A-R-G Metal. And my friend Brad runs this streaming radio station. It's streaming, you know, so you don't download it. You go there and you listen to it. Man, he does a good job at programming the music on there. And he was playing some Sebastian Bach, the one like Bitch Slap, isn't it? The one where Axl sings backing vocals. It's such a good song, Brad. And then he played this one, Better Man, by Sweet and Lynch. Let's check it out right now.
Yeah!
Better Man, as heard here on Talking Metal, the Talking Metal podcast, and also as heard on Yarg Metal, a great streaming radio station. If anyone is into streaming, definitely check that out. And that reminds me, you know, Brad is one of our patrons on Patreon. Brad, thank you for always supporting me on a monthly basis on Patreon. Michael Street, thanks for upping your donation, man. That's awesome. Do I owe you a t-shirt, Michael? You're at the $5 a month range now, which anyone who gives me $5 a month or more on Patreon gets a Talking Metal t-shirt mailed out to them anywhere in the world. Michael, I feel like I sent you one already because I feel like you bought one earlier, but I can't remember for sure. So let me know. I'm more than happy to send you a Talking Metal t-shirt. You're entitled to a second one if you want it. Or maybe you didn't buy one earlier. I can't really remember. So just let me know, Michael. And yeah, I had dinner with Michael a couple years ago in Nashville, Tennessee at the Rock and Pod Expo, which I guess is happening again this year. Are you going, Michael? I don't know. I'm not going. I would like to. I like what Chris Sinzak does with that. It's just, it's, as you know, there's only so many hours in the day, so many days in the year. When you got a family and stuff, it's hard to get to everything. I will be hitting Heavy Montreal. That I'm most likely going to be heading up to Heavy Montreal, which, man, Ghost, Slayer, Evanescence, Quiet Riot, Slash. I mean, it's going to be a great time this year, and I want to give you guys tickets. If you want tickets, go to talkingrock.net or talkingmetal.com to the show notes for this episode, which is episode 817. So check it out there, and just, get your free tickets. Just click through the link and get free tickets to Heavy Montreal. Of course, you got to get up to Montreal to enjoy the concert, but Emily and I will be there. We'd love to hang with you, grab a beer, a Molson up there in Canada, right? Yeah, so let's hang. Come up to Heavy Montreal. I got your free passes. They're yours, all right? So please go use that link. They're tracking how many of you guys use the link. So go take the tickets. Even if you're not sure you can make it up, go grab the tickets for Heavy Montreal. All right? I appreciate that. The link, of course, is on talkingmetal.com in any of the show notes for any of these recent episodes of Talking Metal. And the patrons, yeah, you guys rock. You guys rock. If you're a patron, listen, I'm dropping the price of sweatshirts. If you're a patron size medium through extra large, I want to send you out a hoodie for $40. There's $60 for the non-patrons, but $40, I will send you out a hoodie. You can hit up my PayPal account, or just send me an email at mark@talkingmetal. I'll, explain how to get the money to me. The PayPal is listed on talkingmetal.com too. But yeah, you patrons are awesome. Each and every one of you. I mentioned Mike Street and Brad, but what about Steve Hoker? Dude, you rock. Our top patron with a $25 a month donation from Steve. Thank you, dude. Mike, same with you. You guys are tied. Mike Jones. Dan, man, you're awesome too, dude. You're giving us $20 a month. Thank you so much. That's Dan Gurawan. And then we got Metal Dan, who's no slouch either, at $10 a month. Jerry from Long Island. Emma Clayton. Thank you, Emma, down there, down under. Steve Saylor, my brother Steve, has hooked us up with so many great suggestions of songs and interviews. And yeah, we'll hook up another one. By the way, Steve, I'm finally caught up on interviews, and Heavy Montreal is coming soon. So let me know. Are we doing another interview? I feel like there was somebody else you wanted me to interview. Let me know. I'm down. Drake, thank you, Drake. One of our youngest. Drake, congratulations on your beautiful daughter. And you recently, I believe, had your first Father's Day, right? Man, Drake, you rock. Thank you for your monthly support. Matt Carroll, Patrick Schwartzman, Joe has a harebrained Joe. Joe, I'm working it. I'll keep you posted. All right. Brad, Dell. Brad, do I butcher your name? Am I pronouncing it right? Jason Seth, Fred Roots, Sam Soupy, Jay Vaninsky, Jean-Francois Blas, Sean Morgan, James Bennett, Ron Keel, Mr. David Gray, Michael Street, who I mentioned earlier, Miles Atwood, Anthony Mackey, Jean Bouvoir and my old friend from years ago, who I'm still convinced does not listen to this show, but supports it with a $2 a month pledge every month. Maybe he does. Ralph, if you're hearing this, send me an email. Let me know. All right. Ralph Petrie, that is. Cool. Thank you guys for your ongoing support on Patreon. And you guys, you know, you get a t-shirt, you get that bonus video on Mondays if you're in the upper tiers, you get the first look at some of our video interviews. So yeah, check us out on Patreon, and you get great discussion. Big thanks to Victor Ruiz of the Mars Attacks podcast, who helps me run the Patreon page. Patreon, just search Talking Metal or Striegel, you'll find me. All right, that's it for today's episode. You know, I just hit you up with the Mike Orlando interview last Friday, so that's why we're keeping this one more brief and short. And this is called Leaving All Behind by Celador. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you next time.